If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Jesus, who was the Son of God, God the Son, God, came as a baby born to Mary. What happened? How did this happen? What did it mean in that stable, in that little town, to that couple? And why do we continually remind ourselves of this event?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Jerry, my friend. We see all over the place right now, even all over the world, people getting ready for Christmas. When I was a kid, many moons ago, as we used to say, the complaint of my parents, aunts, and uncles, etc., was that the stores were putting Christmas out too early, that it wasn't even Thanksgiving. Now, even Halloween has some Christmas mixed in. When I was a kid, I loved it all. But now that Thanksgiving is past and we have all done our early bird shopping, we perhaps get back to our traditions. You may be a family like ours and get the tree the day after Thanksgiving, or maybe you are one who waits until the week of Christmas or even the night before Christmas. But in many families, it's not only the tree and decorations, it's the manger scene. Perhaps you get the children or grandchildren involved. Perhaps you talk about Luke chapter 2 and what happened that night more than 2,000 years ago. You may take the time to place every character, Mary, Joseph, the sheep, shepherds, camels, wise men, angels, and of course, Jesus. What a special time. But the fact that Jesus came as a baby, born to Mary, to grow into the man who went to the cross is what we are going to talk about today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Mark Lowry and Buddy Green sing their song, Mary, Did You Know?
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you knew? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. creation. Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect lad? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I
In the letter the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, he says, instructing the Philippians in two ways, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. You know, this is one of the most important, most impactful, most intense, most, well, it is at the very core of everything that we believe and function by in regard to Jesus, God, and our Christian faith. And while the accounts in the Gospels are so very important to give the historical context, this passage tells us the eternal context. Jesus, who was the Son of God, God the Son, God, came as a baby born to Mary. What happened? How did this happen? What did it mean in that stable, in that little town, to that couple? Why do we continually remind ourselves of this event? Why is it important? Isn't the life, especially the last years of his life, of Jesus' life, the really important matter, his ministry, his suffering, his death, resurrection, ascension to heaven? All those are so very important. But this event, a baby born, is so dramatically important. Our passage tells us that Jesus was not created in those 9 months after his conception to Mary prior to Bethlehem. No, he was the Creator God in the very nature, in his form. He was God, and like God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, was equal to God. In our human inability to express it, he was not another God, but equal. In other words, having the same godness as the Father and the Spirit, all three persons together as one God. He was God. Then it says, he did something drastic. Without leaving his nature as God, he made himself to come to earth without his luminous glory. None of those identifiers of Jesus being God showed. Rather, he took on the nature, adding nature to nature, of the human beings that he had created, even to the extent of being conceived, nurtured, and born of Mary, just another human being. The passage is so clear that Jesus was yet God as he became a humble human baby in all that essential humanness could mean. And while he was very human, he was not part of that perversion that the rest of us are all afflicted with, called sin. In fact, what that obedience is that Paul talks about is that he did not rebel against the Father, but obeyed the Father and became the sacrifice for our rebellion, our sin. When Jesus was birthed from Mary, he was absolutely a human baby, touching, crying, cuddling, eating, but he was absolutely, fully God, but in the likeness of man, the greatness, the brightness, the awesomeness of God was not shown. This is how it happened. We needed a sinless, but fully human, and only God could be that human. Only God could make it happen, beginning at conception and born to be wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. But because God the Son made himself nothing and humbly was born to die, we now can be saved from our sin. Only Jesus, fully God, but showing none of it, and fully man, but having no sin, could be our Savior. Why not ask him? You ask him to save you right now. That's the proper response. Pray with me. Dear, wonderful Jesus, I don't get it all. This is way beyond my pay grade, but I do need you to save me. Please take me, cleanse me, and come into my heart and life right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, if you prayed that prayer, I really do want you to call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 4663. Or you can reach me by writing me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. sundaybreakfastmission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something, particularly at this Christmas, to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.